I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on WordMaster, expanding on reductions. When speakers compress a phrase like going to into gonna, or what do you into whatia, that's a reduction. We mentioned their importance when we talked last week about the natural rhythms of spoken American English. To explain more, we found a segment we did with slang man David Burke, where he talked about reductions.
Instead of saying you, that takes so much effort after all, we just say, yeah. Instead of saying, how are you? How are you? If I were to say to you, did you eat yet? And if you said, no, did you? We'd understand that. Did you eat yet? Did you eat yet? Did you eat yet? And we reduce the word, we talked about yeah, which is a reduction of you, but after the letter D, the you or the ya becomes a ja sound, did ya. Always after letter D. Would you like to come to the movies? Would ya like to come to the movies with me? Did you eat? Did you eat? And for some reason, after the letter T, the ya, the ya becomes cha. I'll let you come with me. I'll let ya come with me. What's that you have in your hand? What ya have in your hand? So we have about four different ways of saying you, which is ya, ja, cha, and even Jew.
But this is spoken English, right? I mean, if you were writing...
True. In a formal report, you do not want to use reductions. But when we're writing a letter to somebody, we might sometimes say, maybe in the beginning of the letter, how are ya? And spell Y-A for ya. That's pretty common.
Also on the most often heard reduction list are the reduced forms of going to and want to. They become gonna, G-O-N-N-A, and wanna, W-A-N-N-A.
As in, I'm gonna be late, or do you want to go with me?
And what's a little difficult to understand about gonna is only a reduction of going to only when it's used to show something happening in the future. For example, I'm going to leave soon, I'm gonna leave soon. But when it's indicating going from one place to another, you cannot reduce it. For example, I'm going to the movies tonight. You can't say, I'm gonna the movies tonight. Or are you going to the market? You can't say, are you gonna the market? So it's only used to indicate future, and it's really popular.
Sometimes when reduction takes place, two different words are reduced to the same sound.
That happens with and in.
And is pronounced n, Roseanne and Avi. Okay, the word in, let's go inside, let's go inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's pronounced absolutely the same. Put the pencil in the box. That sounds like put the pencil and the box. Put the pencil in the box.
So someone coming to this country who is not used to the fast-speaking ways of your average American is going to be confused, right, when they hear these wannas, gunnas, haftas, hymns, ins, and...
Can't you, don't you?
Can't you, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, you made a really common reduction. You just said, are used to. Well, that's our used to and has to. Really popular.
Used to.
When you say used to, it means to be accustomed to or to be acclimated to. I'm used to getting up early. I'm used to. He used to be my best friend. We would never say used to. He used to.
The question I have for you is, so given the fact that Americans speak with reductions, how do people who speak English as a foreign language learn to tell the difference? How do they learn these reductions?
The only way they can learn is either to live in this country, and of course when they arrive here they'll be absolutely shocked because here they come to our country, they've taken English classes for 10 years, 20 years, and all of a sudden someone comes up and says, how do you do? Not how do you do, but how do you do? They're stunned.
Slang man David Burke talking about reductions in a segment from 2000. You can learn about his language teaching materials at slangman.com. And that's WordMaster for this week. Archives are at voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?